The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian Resistance now on this 30th day of December. One more day. December 2021. And tonight we have quite a program. And so I want to say, wish all of you a happy new year out there, right? And we have out there boldly on the board, Courageous Craig. Well, you got to speak up louder. Teach him the radio.
Good evening.
Okay. Well, we have in here, and that's Rowdy Randy, not gay.
Hey, be blessed, no stress. Happy new year, everybody.
With a flutter and a stutter. And a putter and a mutter. Little Lisa!
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year.
All right, and by this time, he's probably wondering, what did I get myself into? We have our special guest tonight, gubernatorial candidate, Joe Blystone.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me on here.
All righty. Well, thanks for being here. We've got a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to jump right into it, and we start off the bat.
But before we start, we had a call today that I'd like for you to address. You know the verse about the ox eating, well, the lion eating straw like the ox. We had a caller that said that wasn't in the Bible.
I think what you're talking about this morning, it was that lady that made the statement that she said she had always heard about a lion laying down with a lamb, and she found out it was the wolf, okay? Okay, so let's take a look at some of these sound bites that you often hear. These are quips that you hear people say all the time that aren't really in the Bible. And so, for example, well, you know, it is in the Bible about the lions and the lambs, but you'd have to turn over, if I remember right, turn to Micah 5:8. Look in your Bible, Micah 5:8, I believe. Micah 5, yeah, have a sword drill.
Okay.
Now, Joe, you just jump in. You have a question or a comment, you got to jump in here. So
okay.
he's gonna turn over to Micah 5:8. And here's where it puts the lions and the lambs together and the sheep.
See,
together.
I'm glad he's going there. Doing this, because I tell you what, okay. I thought it was Isaiah, but I'm wrong.
Well, we're going to take a look at Micah, and then we'll go to Isaiah. We'll go to two places in Isaiah, in fact.
I am struggling to get these.
Here, I'll help you out.
Here
ready?
Here we go, Micah. I got you.
Micah 5:8. Okay.
Okay. And it says, "And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth into pieces, and none can deliver."
So there's where you have the lion and the lambs together. But here, what you're talking about, what the lady wanted to know, all of her life, she said, "I've heard that the lion lay down with the lamb." Well, that's not in the Bible. In fact, if you turn over to Isaiah 62 and read me verse 25, this is in the Bible.
You said 62?
Isaiah 62, verse 25.
Okay, you go. No.
It's either 25. It's 25, if I remember right. Okay.
No, 62 doesn't have 25.
No, Isaiah 62, verse 25.
Yeah, there's only 12 verses in Isaiah 62.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go over there and see. Maybe I'm losing my memory here, maybe. Let me see here. Well, let me see. Isaiah, was that would be verse? Would that be verse 2? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Go over to Isaiah 11 and read. You can jump in, Joe, and read verses 7 and 8. I think this is what. Yeah.
And the calendar. Oh, okay, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Is it 6? The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
Well, that's what it actually says. Okay. But it does, it says the wolf and the lamb will lay down. But now, we've heard this lion lay down with a lamb. Now, where does that come from? I mean, there's truth there. But where does that come from? I mean, that's not written in the Bible.
This is the millennial kingdom.
Right. In the millennial kingdom, the lion could lay down with the lamb, okay?
Right.
Because there's going to be peace. They won't be adversaries. And so some of these other sound bites you hear people say all the time, for example,
how about cleanliness is next to godliness?
Well, that's not in the Bible either.
That's okay. Right, it's not.
It's not
no,
in the
it's
Bible.
Not.
Okay. What about you hear? What is the definition of sin? You hear people say, "Well, sin is missing the mark." Well, there is a quote about missing the mark in there, but that's not the definition of sin. What is the definition of sin? The transgression of God's laws.
Yes.
Okay.
The transgressions of God's laws. And like I said, Joe, anytime you want to comment, you just jump in.
Oh. All right.
What about now here? What about the law has been abolished? There is no more law. The law has been abolished.
If that's the case, then I can kill you. I can fool around with your wife, and I can do all of that.
No. We're under grace. We're not under law. The church is under grace. We're not under law. Okay. So if you're a born-again believer, are you judged by the letter of the law or are you judged by the spirit of the law?
Spirit.
The spirit, not
okay.
The letter.
So then what about those that are not saved, that are not born-again believers? What are they judged by?
Letter.
The letter of the law.
Letter.
Right.
So therefore, the law has not been abolished. The letter of the law has been abolished for believers, right?
That's correct.
So what about this one? The Bible says we are to hate the sin but love the sinner.
Hate the sin, love the sinner. I don't think the Bible says that exactly.
No. In many places in Scripture, the Bible says there's people God hates.
Right, that's right.
Okay, he hates all of those that commit iniquity. Okay, he hates those that are swift to run to mischief. He hates those that cause violence, right? In fact, he says over in Romans chapter 9, it says what? Have I not written Jacob I have loved, but Esau.
Esau, okay. I hate it.
So what does the Bible actually teach? It says we are to love what God loves and hate the things God hates.
Right.
We are to love the things. That's what the Bible actually teaches. Now, what about what about God loves everybody? Well, no, we just talked about that. No.
Well,
let's see. I'm trying to think of some of those others that.
No, we're all God's children. People say that all the time.
Well, what does the Bible actually teach on we're all God's children?
We're God's children by adoption.
Well, it teaches that all people are God's natural children,
okay,
but not all people are God's spiritual children. Turn over to John chapter 8.
Okay.
And in John chapter 8, read, and I think I got this one right, unless my memory is failing me again. Okay. John chapter 8, let's start with, verse 42.
Okay. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
So when you say today that if we were to say the people that the woke movement, those in the political correct, God's word, the Bible tells you what? Those on the left, he tells you those on the left, all through scripture, are going to be bound and cast into the lake of fire. So what does he say? He said, with your father and your children. So those today that hold to what is being taught by the left are, according to God's word, children of the devil, right?
That's right.
Right.
Okay, there you go. What do you think about all that, Joe?
Well, I think it's the downright truth, and people need to seek God. We're going down the path of no return here.
All right, so we're going to switch over a little bit here and go back and kind of do a little bit of what we were, the message was here. When they say, we say. So let's pick it up where we left off in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 and 25. So when they say, we have accepted same-sex marriage, when they say, we've accepted same-sex marriage. Now, and you hear people, especially in the media, but over there, you know, and I mentioned this before, I heard them on Fox News. These are people that are anchors, professing Christians, and they've got some people there that are anchors that are admitted lesbians and sodomites, and they're talking about what a wonderful thing it is that they have all of the rights of being lesbians and sodomites. Okay, like this is a good thing, okay? What does God's Word, the Bible, say about that? God's Word, the Bible, says it's an abomination.
Yes.
Do you know what one of the definitions, the old Hebrew definitions of that is? The stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. Is that a good thing?
Absolutely
no.
No, now, here, read me, because he's talking about same-sex marriage. Read me verses 21 through 25.
Sure. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Okay, so why should you believe that?
Because God said it.
Okay,
yes.
So it's here he's talking about, how many genders did they give us here?
Two
genders, okay? Male and female, right? So a man marries a woman. Now, that this is, who gave us the definition of marriage?
God.
Right. So God. What they call same-sex marriage today, what does God's word, the Bible, call?
Abomination.
It calls an abomination, but it also calls what? You have fornication, okay?
Okay.
It's called fornication, abomination and fornication. Now, sodomy is a sin. In fact, the very first time that word was used in the Bible, okay? It was referred to as an abomination. It's the first time that word abomination was used was to describe sodomy, the sin of sodomy, huh?
Yes.
Do you think, Joe, do you think God's concerned about public opinion polls?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so now you read, what was the document you just read from? You just read from the King James Bible.
The King James Bible, okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Now, the King James Bible, is that an authorized book of law?
Well, yes, it is. It can be used in court.
And it, I know. I've used it in court.
Yeah, it can
okay?
be used in court.
Yes.
In the courtroom, and as you know, I've been charged many, many times for preaching out at those bloody abortion mills out there. If I'm the only one that's charged, I can defend myself with my own venue. Now, there's only one Bible that most countries recognized as an authorized book of law. So when they ask you in that courtroom, what nation authorized that book of law, the only one you can authorize is King James Bible. And most countries will accept that. They won't do it, the others, because they're not authorized books of law. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There you go. Anyhow, so you're just speaking from the authorized book of law, and it tells you what? That marriage is between a man and a woman. Yeah. A man and a woman. Wait. It's only two genders. God only gave us two. Now, all of this other stuff exists where? Where does that come from?
From the usurpers of the Word of God.
Okay. So when they say, I'm a transgender, where does it, is that reality? Is that a figment of a reprobate mind?
That's reprobate.
Reprobate, yes.
Okay, now, let me ask you, do you think most pastors in this country know that?
Oh, yes, they know that.
So then why do you think they're afraid to say it?
Because they're afraid of the people. There are a lot of things that pastors sidestep around because they're afraid that they may offend the congregation, if you will, or the public opinion.
Well, they're afraid of losing money.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Now, you just put yourself up there with King, with a great, great Bible believer, okay? Solomon said, what? He said, money answereth all things. And Joe, you just answered it too. Okay. Money answereth all things. And so, and that's true. That's where they're afraid of that. They don't want to offend the offering plate, do they?
No.
Okay.
No.
So go over to Genesis 1 when they say, I'm a transgender. And just read me verses 26 and 27. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, 26 and 27?
Yeah.
Here just, we go.
Well, actually read through 28.
Okay. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. On 28 you said. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Okay, so now he created, again, two genders, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, in his image, right?
That's right.
Is there any, do you see anything about a crossover in there?
No.
No.
There ain't no crossovers out there. Okay, now. So now, God said, let mankind have dominion. He didn't say, let the EPA, did he?
No.
Okay, or the World Health Organization?
No.
He didn't give it to the United Nations?
No.
No.
They don't know that, do they? I mean, they think that they've got dominion, right? Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Over us, too. Now, so what did God give them dominion over?
Well, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over cattle, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Okay, so did he give them dominion over man?
Well, yeah, because we govern each other in God's stead. Isn't that correct?
Mm-mm, no.
No?
No,
okay.
See, that leads us to a question.
Okay.
And that question would be, where do we get the divine institution of human government?
Of government? But it came from God.
Okay. And so, if you turn over to Genesis chapter 9.
Okay.
Okay, Genesis chapter 9,
mm-hmm.
He gives you 5 points. Verses 1 through 17. It gives you 5 points. This is the Noahic covenant. This is where you got the divine institution of human government. This is real human government, okay? What we have is a very deteriorated, perverted version of human government today. Okay, so in these 5 points, what do you think the first point was? We find that, I'll give you a hint, you'll find that in verses 10 through 12. He says this.
10 through 12, here we go. And every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. He said, just stop.
Okay, there. So, and he's telling them now here that the very first point one is to whom he is making his covenant. He's making his covenant with all mankind. With every living creature. Now, this covenant also is a perpetual generations. If you read verse 12, for perpetual generations. So it's the only covenant that spans every dispensation. It spans every dispensation. So so now that's point one. What about point two? First, point two you find in the first four verses.
So that's be fruitful and and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered.
Okay, so now the second point is the intent. The intent of divine human government was man was to govern for God. Man was to govern for God, okay? You see, we forgot that out there. That's, the, you know, when we got the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that was expected, right? But now they've gotten so far away from that. And, you know, today in this country, right now, what you have in Washington, D.C., is governing against God, to govern against God.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here, but now, the third point, Joe, are you listening?
I am.
Okay, the third point here is the most important point. The third point, this is the entire purpose of human government, the entire purpose of legitimate, real, divine human government. Here it is. Go ahead and read verses 5 through 7.
Okay. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man.
All right, here. That's where you get the statute of the death penalty. Okay, the next verse will be fruitful and multiply, right? So the very first command that God gave man, that's the third time that it's in the Bible from Genesis 1. The very first command was to be fruitful and multiply. That's the very first order we received. Now, that's totally against what that 1973 Supreme Court did. Now, they try to reverse God's order. Now, here you go. The entire purpose of divine human government is to preserve the image of God, that being man. That's the entire purpose. That's reality. Now, and we'll go back to what that court did, because that court was supreme only in its rebellion against God. That court in that 73, only in their rebellion, when they ruled what God has made unlawful, what God has made unlawful, we will make legal if you purchase a license with mammon. There you go. It's the money. And we will allow you to transgress God's dominion and kill his image, destroy his image. This is what that evil, wicked, ungodly court decided. And my guess is they're burning in hell right now. Okay. And so now here's the fourth point. The fourth point is the means by which man was to govern for God. That's God's laws, God's statutes, God's covenants, God's promises, etc. In fact, if you go to 119th Psalm, you'll read it, the whole thing there. The 119th Psalm, it's got it all in there. So, and then the last point, point number five, was for those nations and those people that would be in compliance with the first four points would be at peace and not war with God. We don't see that much today, do we?
No, not at all.
What do you think about all that, Joe?
Well, yes. This country, well, not even this country, this world is turning their back on God. We're trying to cancel God out in every fashion. And we're going to pay for it.
You know what God says about that? All nations that forget God will be turned into hell. All nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. We'll be right back. You like this song, Joe.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight? Doesn't qualify for foreign aid. Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
Anyone but you.
Remember that, Joe Biden, because I will.
I will, too.
Boy, will I. Alrighty, we're back. And we have Joe Blystone for governor of Ohio. And, Joe, tell the folks out there, all of them listening out there, by the way, you're going to be at the Geauga County Tea Party. That's right, this coming Tuesday at 6:30, and that is there on Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. Right on Cedar Road, just about about a quarter mile west of Route 306 on Cedar Road at the Metzenbaum Center. The Metzenbaum Center this coming Tuesday. So, folks, come on out and meet Joe Blystone. Joe, tell the folks why they need to vote for you.
Well, just to tell you a little bit about me, I'm a Christian conservative. Don't even like to be labeled a Republican. The Republican Party in the state of Ohio, they have lost their way, what conservatism really means. And I'm a farmer, a cattle guy. I run a business on our farm here in Canal Winchester. And jumping into politics was definitely never on my bucket list. We see the demise of our constitutional rights, especially in the last 2 years, where our administration is picking winners and losers when it comes to business and overstepping their authorities and masking our children and teaching them CRT and heinous acts of what they deem sexual education in our schools, and I'm just kind of done. We need representation. We need somebody honest and with integrity and with some godliness to stand up for people and people's rights, and we just haven't had that. We haven't had that for decades.
So we need some governors like we have in Florida or Texas out there, or South Dakota.
Amen.
We need governors that are for real, that will stand for the people. When you talk about what you're talking about there, you know, in Texas, they've just about been able to just about stop the baby killing industry. That's what it is. You know, they want to call it abortion. This is the most pro-death, and I mean ungodly, unclean, evil administration regime. You know, I thought you could not get possibly any worse than Obama, but I think Biden has done it. Okay, it's as evil can get. And so, would you want to be one of those? Absolutely, and take us to the point where we try to, in Ohio, make child killing totally illegal.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, I've always been a what I call a pro-life person, but, you know, I really didn't, jumping into politics, you know, we see all these politicians that, you know, they run on a pro-life platform. And when I started doing some research, what pro-life really means to them, well, what pro-life means to a lot of these politicians is, deciding, you know, we're gonna kill one and let one live. So they're regulating murder, and I can't be part of that. You know, we need to abolish abortion in this state, 100%. We can't be regulating murder, and that's plain and simple what it is. I just can't be on with this this narrative that many of these Republicans go down this road just because they're running and for a political seat, and they think that they can skirt the line. That's not me. We need to abolish abortion.
So how are you going to keep from getting dirt? Look, a lot of people, a lot of good people run for office. And they you know, I remember when they were trying to get me to run for Congress. some years ago, and you know, I had a whole different and a much higher calling, and that's doing what we're doing now. But anyhow, when he tells you, look, Joe, you're in Columbus now. Joe, if you're too honest, nobody's going to trust you. Nobody will trust someone that's really honest. So you got to get a little bit of Columbus on you, Joe. You got to get a little dirty, Joe. And that's what happens when they get to Washington, D.C. That's just the atmosphere. So how are you going to stay clean?
Well, here's the great thing is, you know, a lot of these people who are running for these positions, they have an agenda, and their agenda is to get a political seat so they can go to whether it's Columbus or Washington for power, prestige, and money. I'm just a farmer from Canal Winchester who I love my life, I love my family, and I'm honestly not looking for a career job in politics. So I'm going to stand firm on what I believe in, whether it gets me to this seat or not. At the end of the day, God has a plan here. Whether he wants Joe Blystone in this seat or not, I guess we'll see come May 3rd. But if he doesn't, you know, obviously it wasn't in his plan, and maybe he just wants me to be a big noisy cuss in politics. I'm not sure, but I feel there's a calling here. He pushed me down this path, and I'm going to give it all I got to be successful, and I'm going to stand up for what's right, not what puts money in my pocketbook and like other politicians. And we'll see where that gets us at the end of the day.
All right, I'm going to give you a quiz. In fact, all three of you here. Okay, now, Ohio has too many A, politicians, B, lawyers, or 3, farmers.
We don't have enough farmers, actually.
Politicians?
No, too many.
Too many politicians.
All right.
Well,
so
it isn't a lot of the politicians we have lawyers?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I put them right together.
Yes. That's why, yeah.
Yes,
there
both. Politicians and lawyers.
Yeah. But we don't have enough farmers.
We don't have enough farmers.
Right.
But what they're trying to do, Bill Gates and the Red Chinese and the entire deathocratic deep state collective is trying to buy up all the farmland here all across America. They own more farmland than anybody else. But we need to get our farmers. We need more farmers and less politicians, don't we, and bureaucrats. And
well,
so
that's right. We need more salt in the earth kind of people that care for people you know, they get out of that mindset that it's all about me, myself, and I.
Randy has an article over here. Randy, that article talks about the school district that pays black teachers more money than white teachers, okay?
Yeah, I do.
Now, let me ask you this, because I got to find out. We got to know for certain, Joe. Coca-Cola says that if you're white, you got to... that we need to try to be less white. Have you ever tried to be less white than you are?
Well, I guess I'm not sure how to do that. You know, this wokeness, I'm not sure where we're going to end up with this.
So, well, let me ask Randy, because he's black. Are you trying to be more black?
You know, I don't think about it a whole much.
So it's not one of your top priorities.
No, it's not. No, I don't go to bed at night wondering what I'm going to be in the morning.
Well, you're sure you're not going to wake up as one of those trans things, though, right?
No, no.
I come up with an idea. You know, see what you think of this, Joe. Should you be governor? Because you might have to, you know, make some decisions, but. You know, these trans things, They want to destroy the girls' sports. I mean, then that's what they want to do. But what about this? This is an idea, right? And this is deep. I mean, it's deep. What about having transes compete against transes? What do you think? Do you think that would work?
I think that would be probably a good start.
Right. Okay, because that goes it goes over into the area of common sense, which we know has been outlawed, right? Is common sense a felony yet, or is it still a misdemeanor?
Common sense is not common anymore, is it?
No, it hasn't been very common for a long time.
No.
And so all of these areas, so you believe that starting with the Bible and then with the Constitution, you can bring America back to sanity, to a state of sanity. Is that what you believe?
Well, that's what I believe, and that's what I think we should be working towards. We're far away from that at this point.
Well, you're telling me. So now, obviously, you're a constitutional guy. Second Amendment. Why should we have to get a license to conceal carry? When I read that Second Amendment and didn't say anything about a concealed carry, okay, why should we have to do that?
Well, we shouldn't. That's exactly right. Our Second Amendment doesn't say anything about permitting or licensing or training or education. It allows us to bear arms to obviously to protect our families and our communities against the government if need be.
Lisa has an article over here about a congresswoman, and then these congresswomen were they were out to defund the police. They wanted to defund the police, but what happened was they got carjacked, and then they had a change of heart. Why don't you read just a little bit of that, Lisa?
Okay. Democrat U.S. Representative Mary Scanlon was carjacked and robbed at gunpoint in broad daylight in South Philadelphia on Wednesday afternoon. She represents South Philly and Delaware County. Representative Scanlon pushed legislation to crack down on policing in 2020.
So do you think it was her fault she was car? I mean, if she had done what AOC and the others want us to do, she should have just given her car to those jackers, right?
Right.
I mean, isn't that basically what AOC says people that we should give it to them, right?
That's what they say.
What do you think of that, Joe?
No, I think it's pure lunacy.
Yes.
So, so you are on the platform of stability and common sense, going back to common sense, talking about like we know that there are only two genders, there's only boys and there's only girls. We knew that. I knew that, you know, from years ago, right? And that we know that the Constitution gives us the right. And when we have separation of church, it's that gives us the right from not to be controlled by government. When you have what they call separation of church and state, that means the government is supposed to guarantee the rights of the church, not vice versa, right?
Correct.
We're getting into this heavy-duty common sense. If liberals are listening, they got to be pulling their hair out, right? I mean, all right, there you go with common sense. So your platform, one, on Second Amendment, two, we're first pro-life. Second Amendment, what about, first, let's get into what's happening today. They're in Florida, they're in Texas, they're in South Dakota, and some other states. They're not trying to force these little children to wear these masks. Now, you made a statement about follow the money. They get federal dollars. These corrupted boards of health that will take that federal dollars and then demand that the school board put those face diapers on little children so that they walk around with a face diaper on, carrying their bacteria. All they become soiled diapers. You know, these doctors and nurses will tell you after 20 minutes you have to change them. These little kids don't. They wear the same old mask all day long, and it's causing them all kinds of health problems. Somebody, Fauci, and all of those, should, you know, Fauci should be tried for murder. He's guilty. In fact, I got an article here that says exactly that, that Rand Paul is saying that. And here's an article that says 80% of COVID deaths could have been prevented, okay? So, and that article is by Dr. Joseph Mercola, who is a very, very highly known and respected doctor. And so, what do you think? Should you, if you were governor today, would there be any mask mandates in a public school system in Ohio?
Well, absolutely not. It's a heinous act. It's child abuse, what we're doing, allowing this to happen. You know, it amazes me that we can fill up the OSU stadium with a bunch of spectators, no mask, spitting all over each other, watching a football game, but our children have to be masked to be in school. It's not right. And just like you say, it all comes back to money.
Okay, so here, and also the you have restaurants. You have restaurants right here in Cleveland. Just yesterday, they had a big demonstration out in front of these restaurants because they were demanding that you show your papers, like in Nazi Germany. Show your papers. The Führer demands it before you can come in and eat. Well, people, they're fed up. They're tired and they're fed up. And I can tell you this. On those restaurant chains that pull that, they're not going to be in business long because a lot of people, you know, are going to get fed up. And I won't go in a restaurant that demands that. And first of all, God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear. God, man was made in the image of God, and you're not to hide the image of God. Besides that, Joe, I did some research, and listen to this, because this is deep, too. This is way over any liberal's head, right? Do you know how you identify people? It's by their face. It's by their face. That's how you identify people. They're by their face. What do you think, Joe?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. They want to shut down the communication between folks. And this is all about control. This is not about a virus anymore, and it never was.
It was a scam-demic from the beginning, wasn't it? And you're absolutely right. It's about control.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, last year, early on, when the CDC came out and they said, doctors, you cannot prescribe off-label hydroxychloroquine, and a proven drug that's been around for, I don't know, 50, 60 years, you cannot off-prescribe that. I mean, that has never been done in history until last year. And since when did the government decide that they were able to get between the relationship of a patient and a doctor? And this came last year, and obviously it's just ramped up since.
Well, we see that the Biden regime just signed a $5 billion deal with Pfizer. So what does it say? Follow the money. Follow the money. And that's exactly what's happening. And so There you go. It's about money. We have, you know what? We have a little clip that maybe I might play. If you want to listen to this little clip. In this clip, how much time do we have before the break? Okay, well, I'm going to have to play it after the break. We're coming up to a break in about 3 minutes. But in this clip, I'll just describe it. Here's what the fake news media is keeping from you. Now, you're going to hear some. You're going to hear about soccer players, football players, basketball players, the track runners, and they're dropping dead. These are young people, healthy people. But in between the announcements, there's a listing, and it just shows you, I mean, it's just hundreds and hundreds of these athletes are dying all over the world, not just here in America, and they keep saying, we don't know why they died. They know exactly why they died. These people all had the shot, all of them. Now, Rodgers, that quarterback from, was Green Bay?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he just came out, and he just dropped the big dime, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
You know what he said, Joe? He was saying that the NFL has secretly been giving their players ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because, see, they actually want them to live and because they make money off them players in the NFL. Did you know that, Joe?
You know, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, you see, we have this, I mean, there is, the Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupt. There's nothing about any of it. We don't have a Department of Justice anymore. We don't have the FBI has become dirty cops. We have to try to restore this country, bring it back to one nation under God. And we have some very good governors in some of these states. We praise the good Lord for that. And that's what Ohio needs. And you know what? You know what's happening, don't you? They're leaving the blue states, and they're coming to the red states where you have these good governors in large numbers, and really large numbers. And so, anyhow, we're coming up to this break. After this break, I'm going to play a couple of clips maybe, and if you could just stay with us just for a little while longer and then comment on these clips, and then I know that you got to get up and... It sounds to me like you've got what a lot of us have, that flu went through our church. And, boy, we have a lot of people out, and the COVID went through the church, both of them. So, and it sounds like you got one of those colds. Am I right?
Yeah, I got something. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, well, but you see, you've got a 99% chance of surviving it if it's COVID. See, when this thing about COVID being so bad, let me tell you what's killing people, not the COVID. The COVID's not what's killing people. It's the cure.
The cure
is what's killing people. It's these, what they call vaccines, which are bioweapons. That's what's killing the people. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this, Joe. I'm going to play a clip for you.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.